And we're back with another 15 of Mac.
I'm half American and I'm half British. And I don't think the meaning of life puts out any American. I mean, I despise all those comments that those people left. I mean, I think it was very funny, but some of the stuff was grotesque, but they were putting down Americans. I mean, I would have felt put down, but I wasn't, because, I mean, everybody else said that they were putting down the Americans, and they're not. I mean, I'm not defending the British, because I'm half British, but, I mean, I don't think it's fair. And I think... And they better be going now.
Ha ha! Busted.
Tender Mercies is a movie as rich and full as the American dream.
See that cloud?
Starring Robert Duvall.
There in the sky.
Set against the barren Texas landscape.
Slowly.
Three people.
Drifting by.
Haunted by their past.
Well, that's the way.
They had their hopes.
She's a drifting.
And they had each other.
Lonely.
Tender Mercies. A miracle. Astonishing. Extraordinary. Memorable. Beautiful. Shattering. Captivating. Wonderful. Tender Mercies has the feel of an American classic. Los Angeles Times. Tender Mercies is on my 1983 10 best list. Village Voice. Robert Duvall. Tender Mercies. From Universal Pictures. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
And you can see that one at the Hollywood Man Fox Theater. For information, call 463-2184. Or in Sherman Oaks, for information, call 981-2437. That's for the General Cinema Corporation Cinema. Thank you.
Nick O'Brien. In his world, every dream is a dare. And every day is a gamble. There's only one person who believes Nick O'Brien can make it, and that's himself. Life has pushed him into a corner, and he's coming out fighting. Sean Penn is Nick O'Brien in Bad Boys from Universal Pictures. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. Bad Boys.
And I'm telling you in plain English, you can still see it at the Hollywood Pacific Theater, and the number for information is 464-4111. What can be simpler than that?
Nick O'Brien sabe que la vida tiene que ser mejor que lo que él ha visto en las calles. En un mundo de peligro, desesperación y oscuridad. El sueño de Mick es el que más brilla si tiene el valor para hacerlo realidad. En contra de todas las apuestas, él encuentra el valor para triunfar. Bad Boys, clasificada R. Menores de 17 años no serán admitidos sin sus padres. Bad Boys, con Isai Morales y Sean Penn.
That's right. Equal opportunity telephone entertainment line. We won't pass anyone up.
Marvelous Meryl Streep. Get that.
My speech.
No, it's just me there. Okay. Short speech. Really, it is.
Oh boy. No matter how much you try to imagine what this is like, it's just so incredibly thrilling, right down to your toes. I have a lot of people to thank. And I'm going to be one of those people that tries to mention a lot of names, because I know just 2 seconds ago my mother and father went completely berserk. And I'd like to give some other mothers and fathers that opportunity. I'd like to thank William Styron for creating this beautiful character and Alan Pakula for bringing it to the stage and allowing me to play it. I would like to thank Marty Starger and ITC for finding the financing for it, Nestor Almendros, the great cinematographer, Albert Wolski, wonderful costumer, and the crew. Tommy Priestley, the Gerardos, the de Blau brothers, Tommy Prate, Chris Newman, Denny Maitland, Wally Props, Lillian, Alba, Dixie, Roy Haland. I'd like to thank my Polish coach, Elena Bako, my German coaches, Anne Catania and David Friedman, and the 37 members of the American and European casts, whom I won't mention all of their names, but for two. I feel like I owe them this, because everything that I had, I got from looking in their eyes, and for the great love they gave me for 5 months. I thank Kevin Klein and Peter McNichol. And I thank you all very much.
Five outstanding performances, and the winner is Ben Kingsley and Gandhi.
Ladies and gentlemen, members of the Academy, you have bereft me of all words, but that's not good enough. I am custodian of this award for a lot of people. Let me say, before continuing any further, that I was overwhelmed to be mentioned in the same breath as the other four gentlemen who were nominated with me. This film was dedicated to Pandit Nehru, Lord Mountbatten of Burma, and Motilal Kotari, all men of great vision and courage. It was made by my friend, Sir Richard Attenborough, another great man of vision and courage, and for all the men and women who worked on the film, this is an Oscar for vision, for courage, and for acting, and for peace. Thank you.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. You know what?
What?
I would like a friend. I wish somebody would write to me here at Bellevue.
Me too.
I think it would be really nice, because I like those phone freak people. You know, people that call and they say, hi, what do you look like? I'm 15, what do you look like?
And then when they ask you, what's your measurement?
And they say, do you like sex, drug, and rock and roll? And I say, no, I'm above you, no way.
When they go, you want to play with yourself over the phone?
Woohoo, woohoo, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Well, I want a friend too.
So you guys, you want to hear above you, that's B-L-L-U-V.
No, that's not the way to spell it.
How do you spell it?
No.
It's spelled B-E-L-L-V-I-E-W.
And don't forget it.
Just never mind.
I'm sorry.
Hello, is this Roxanne Azell?
Yeah.
How you doing, Roxy? You know me, I'm a old friend of yours. So what you up to these days?
Nothing.
You got any new projects going down, or what?
Yeah.
What are you working on now?
It's a movie of the week called Something About Amelia.
So
Something About Amelia?
Yeah.
And you working on that one with Rossi?
No, that was the Last Testament.
Oh, the Last Testament.
But now I'm doing something with Glenn Close. You know the lady that got a, that was nominated for Best Supporting Actress in The World According to Garp?
Right, Glenda...
Glenn Close.
Yeah, right, Glenn Close,
and
right.
Then that my dad in the movie is a guy from Cheers, Ted Danson.
Oh, yeah, that's great. So tell me, Roxy, how was Table for Five? I mean, how was working with John Voight?
Oh, it was really fun. He's really nice. I like him a lot.
Nice guy?
I haven't seen him that much lately, though. I did when we went to England, but I haven't seen him that much now.
You've got to tell me about England. How was England, meeting the Queen?
Oh, it was so fun. We met the Queen's mom and what's her name? Princess Margaret, I think.
Really?
Yeah, it was really fun.
That's great.
The Queen's mom's really nice. She talks a lot.
Uh-huh. You got to put up with those English, you know.
Yeah.
So, hey, I miss you in class and everything. I haven't seen when are you coming back to class, Rox?
I think after, probably like in a month or something.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe it might end up that I don't come back to class until, you know, back in September when it starts again.
Wow, you're so busy.
Right. Yeah, because, you know, the summertime and stuff, he doesn't have class in the summer.
Right.
And it's like a couple months until summer, and I might be working.
Uh-huh.
So, but have you been going to class regularly?
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
And, how's that movie? You're finishing up your movie, aren't you?
Yeah, Obliteration, the one with Terrence.
Yeah,
Terrence. Oh, you're going to love it. It's, I mean, just because, you know, I think everybody from class is going to think it's funny because Terrence is in it, you know.
But, yeah.
But it's almost done, and
is
I'll be
scary?
Sure. Huh?
Is it scary?
Yeah, it's going to be scary like the other one. Or,
oh, I loved your other one. That was so good.
You liked The Visitant?
Yeah, I thought it was so good.
Well, listen, Roxanna, I'm going to have to get you one of my films sometime. Would you like to do one sometime?
Yeah, that'd be funny.
You don't mind me directing you, do you?
No.
After all, I mean, I was Susan Blackstone's first director.
Yeah, you were, weren't you?
Yeah, but anyway, hey, thanks for talking with us,
Roxanna.
Okay,
thanks a lot.
Okay.
Nice talking to you, Paul.
Alrighty.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, Paul. John from Northridge here. As I said on yesterday's input, that I was going to go see that movie, Monty Python's Meaning of Life. And you are right. It sucks. Everything you said about that movie is true. It's really, you know, the only thing that I found humorous was the very beginning of the movie. I won't give that away, but you are right. You know what you're talking about. This has been a comment from John of Northridge. Bye.
Yeah, I recently saw Table for Five. This is Charisse from Chernobyl. And I recently saw Table for Five. And I thought that was the best movie. It was a tearjerker, and I really enjoyed it.
Hello. Are you probably listening over there right now, huh? Yes, I think your line's all right. But, those guys you were talking with about movies and stuff, and... it was very embarrassing, and they weren't funny, and I'm not putting your line down, because I think it's a good idea, but when you were talking about Gandhi or whatever to those guys, it was just like hearing a bunch of stupid kids talk behind you in a movie theater. Stuff like, did Gandhi touch you? Well, did Gandhi, you know, they weren't funny guys. Maybe it would have been a good idea if the guys you got were funny, but they just were obnoxious and were very stupid. And it was not a class thing to do. It was boring. Vesemir. Now for my impersonation of the Tin Man.
My goodness, I can talk again. Ah, it feels wonderful. I've been holding that axe up for ages. The tinsmith forgot to give me a heart.
Put him up. Woof. Bye.
Alberne's wife isn't a lady. She's an armadillo.
I don't get it.
Yeah, that's about going to do it this week for Paul Mac Presents, so I want to thank everybody for calling, and don't forget to leave your comments on Fridays and Saturdays just by calling up this number and leaving input after you hear the sound of the tone. If you want to write to us, you can do so by writing to us at Post Office Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California, 91023. You can write to me. Just write to Paul Mac Presents. Hey, I want to thank everybody for calling, and tell your friends about the movie line. We've got a lot of interesting entertainment coming up in weeks to come. Thanks for calling, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
When I despair, I remember that all through history, the way of truth and love has always won. There have been tyrants and murderers, and for a time they can seem invincible, but in the end they always fall. Think of it. Always. Thank you.